弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters，
那个上一次呢，我们在这里有大部分是用听的，听到我们弟兄讲到基督徒的性格。
We heard how our brothers spoke about the character of Christians。
然后去年的末了的时候呢，我有讲到，我的负担是我们需要学习持定。从神来的那个生命。
And at the end of last year, I spoke about holding on to that life that is from the Lord.
那我今天试着在做的一件事情是把生命跟性格这两个方面呢，把它连在一起。
And today, I want to put together, life and character.
然后有两个重要的负担。
And there are two burdens.
第一个就是说。如果我们能够在我们如果我们愿意在神手里呢做一个能够被神使用的一个器皿。
If we are willing to be a vessel in the hand of God,
我们必须有坚强的，就是他 strong， 就是那个坚强的那个基督徒的性格。
Then we have to have a strong Christian character.
因为当我们有这个主的性格，其实基督徒的性格就是主的性格。
Well, the Christian character, of course, is the character of our Lord.
那当我们有主的性格的时候呢，我们才有可能去服侍，才有办法去建立弟兄姊妹，建立神的家。
If we have the Lord's character, then we can build up brothers and sisters, and we can build up the church.
所以，当我们将弟兄经过这么多年的服侍之后。
After so many years of service,
然后看过许许多多的教会弟兄姊妹
and have seen lots of brothers and sisters in the church.
然后在去年的时候呢，他心中有一个比较重的负担。
So Brother Kong at the end of last year has this burden.
他愿意我们要能够注意到我们的性，我们在主里面的性格过于神给我们的恩赐。
He wants us to pay attention.To our character more than our gifts.
那并不是说恩赐没有用。
It doesn't mean that gifts are useless.
而是说很多时候他看太多了，看到许多是大有恩赐的弟兄或姊妹，却反而造成难处破坏，根本没有办法建立神的家。
But Brother Kong has seen that their brothers and sisters with great gifts, but they become detriment to the church.
它的关键呢，就是说性格这个方面被忽略掉。
It's because they have ignored the Christian character.
然后如果做个比较相对的来讲呢，就是做个 contrast， 就是做个比较的话，当一个弟兄姊妹有好的性格的时候呢，纵然他的恩赐没有那么大，但是主是可以用的。
In contrast, a brother or sister with good, strong Christian character, even though if the gift is not so big, the Lord can still use the person.
所以我们学习去focus 多注重我们在主面前的性格的塑造。当我们如果主有这个带领哈，我们也要追求在主里面的恩赐。
So we need to focus on the Lord building up our character, and of course, if the Lord leads, we can also build up our gift.
所以尼弟兄有一本书叫做主工人的性格。
And so Brother Ni has a book called The Character of the Lord's Worker.
他的意思是说，但工人就是说比较着重在那个时候比较着重在放下职业，然后全时间在神的家里面服侍的弟兄姊妹来讲。
At that time when he wrote the book, a worker means that they have already left their job and they've serving full time.
但广泛的来讲呢，只要我们是愿意被主所用的话呢，都应该要有主工人的性格。
But in general, if we are willing to be used by the Lord, then we need to pay attention to the Lord's character in our life.
然后里面比如说提到，他说要能够听别人讲话，这是一个性格。
For example, one of the character is to know how to listen.
他讲的听不是那种很喜欢听八卦的那种听。
Doesn't mean that you love to listen to gossip.
他是一个人有一个性格，他 愿意很客观的注意去听弟兄姊妹他的难处，还有他里面真实的光景。
It means that you can listen objectively to brothers and sisters' difficulty and what they say.
然后他还讲到一个性格，要对人有兴趣。
Another is to have an interest in people.
所以我从小到大都对人没什么兴趣。
Ever since I was young, I don't have much interest in people.
这个小学毕业就不跟小学同学联络。
After graduation from elementary, I stopped having contact with my classmates.
然后高中毕业、大学毕业，反正就拜拜了。
And the same
thing. 不太有兴趣。
In every stage.
但是这个不行的。
But that's not good.
我们需要对神的创造、神所造的这个神的家里面的神的儿女要有兴趣，甚至对于福音朋友要有兴趣。
We need to have interest in God's creation, in God's family, and also gospel friends.
然后它里面也讲到要殷勤，不要主观，等等等等的性格。
And talks about being diligent and not being subjective, and so many others.
所以这边有一点就是我们要注意的，就是说我们需要建立我们在主里面的性格呢，主才能够使用我们。
We need to pay attention to build up our character in the Lord so that the Lord can use us.
然后第二个方面的重点是说，基督徒的性格呢，是从生命的成熟所产生出来的。
The second thing is the character of a Christian is out of the maturity of life.
也就是说，这个，因为有时候当我们讲到性格，怎么要，其实以前我们在学校、在家里面，爸爸妈妈都叫我们要勤劳嘛，要殷勤。没有人叫我们懒惰，对不对？
Most of us, you know, our parents wants us to be diligent, right?
然后我们在中国的这个家庭长大，家长都叫我们要谦虚。
And in Chinese family, maybe your parents want you to be humble.
然后大家也知道，我们需要有一个爱人、这个怜悯人的这个心。
And everybody knows we need to love and have compassion.
所以世界上也有一个观念，就是也有很多好的性格。
So even in the world, people talk about good character.
所以当形成宗教的时候呢，他们就想要用人的修行的方法呢，把这些性格产生出来。
And so in religion, out of man's own effort, they want to have this good character.
但去年其实我已经提过了，我们这个堕落的生命呢，可以有一种表面现象，但它不会有一个真正的从神来的那个美好的性格。
But I've already mentioned, with this corrupt life, we cannot really have real good character. We might have seemingly good character from the outside.
所以，如果要有主的性格建立的话，必须是从神的生命出来的。
If you really want to build good character, it has to come from the life of the Lord.
必须走这条生命之路，才有办法把主的性格组织在我们的里面。
And you have to walk this way of life for this character to be constituted in you.
好，我想我需要从一个比较本源，就源头的一个地方来看。
And so we want to look at this from the source.
那我们看一下创世纪第一章二十六节。
So let's turn to Genesis 1:26.
创世纪第一章二十六节。
Genesis 1:26.
神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫。”
And God said.Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
这讲到神造人的时候，他所说的。
This talks about what the Lord said when He created man.
然后我们再看一下神的恢复的工作。
Let's look at now the recovery of God's work.
罗马书第八章。
And it's in Romans
8. 罗马书第八章的二十七到三十节。
From 27 to 30.
罗马书第八章二十七节开始。 鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
So Romans, starting Romans 8:27, and he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, then he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
所以弟兄姊妹，这几年好，我一直在学习老约翰。
So this few years I've been learning of the Apostle John.
学习他把我们带到那个起源的开头。
Learning of him that he always brings us to the beginning.
所以也许你信主，刚信主，有的人信主可能五年、十年、二十、三十年。
Maybe you're a new believer, or other people have been a believer for 5, 10, or more years.
也许你信主的时候并不是在 Minnesota 信主的。
Maybe you did not believe here in Minnesota.
那也许你去过不同的地方，去过不同的聚会。
Maybe you have been to different meetings.
也许你经过信主的一些的年日之后呢，你慢慢觉得有点疲乏了。
Or maybe after a few years of believing, you're starting to get weary.
可能心中有个问题，我信主为什么？
Maybe you have this question, why do I believe?
我往后的路要怎么走？
How am I going to walk this way?
所以弟兄姊妹，老约翰就帮助我们有个想法，我们要回到那个源头。
And so the Apostle John wants us to go back to the beginning.
一个水，一个河流的那个源头呢，它是最纯净。
You know, the source of a flowing river is the most pure.
它流到下游的时候，它可能有一些的污染，可能有一些的这些各样的房子或者水坝在中间等等。
You know, in the downward flow, usually it might be polluted, it might have a lot of stuff in there already.
对，但是回到那个源头的话，它是那边是最纯净的，最起初的。
But if you go back to the source, that's where it's most pure.
然后受的人的影响，外界的影响是最小的地方。
And it has the least contamination from people or from outside things.
所以我愿意弟兄姊妹，我们常常回到神那个原初、那个起初的那个单纯里面。
And so we want to go back to the simplicity.Of the Lord at the very beginning.
所以当神造人的时候呢，他是照着主神自己的形象把我们造出来的。
When God created man, He created us according to His image.
所以你记得，就是一开头的时候呢，他给人的赋予他的一个意义呢，就是神的形象。
And so the meaning of man is according to His own image.
当然这个形象并不是外面的，是指那个神里面的那个性情叫 nature。
But this image is not an outward thing; it is according to God's nature.
然后呢，神又把那个生命树呢放在人的旁边。
And then He set up the tree of life at the side of man.
也就是说，神在原初的那个意思里面呢，他没有错，人是有神的这个性情在里面。
Yes, man has God's nature in him.
但是神似乎还要人继续的往前走，不是只停留在那个地步。
But he does not want man to just stop there. He wants man to go forward.
所以他要人怎么走呢？所以他放了一个生命树。
And how? In what direction does he want him to go? He put the tree of life there.
所以也就是说，他愿意人呢，借着一条生命的道路呢，让他能够继续的往前。这个往前走。
He wants man to go forward through the way of life.
然后到了最后的情形是，人有一个丰满，在对于神的形象有一个丰满的彰显，这是神的目的。
And at the end, man will have the fullness of God's nature manifested.
所以当我们回到本源的时候，你就发现你能够抓到一些神原来要的东西。
So when you go back to the beginning, you can take hold of what God originally wanted.
对，也许平常我们有很多的各式各样的聚会、查经、播饼等等的聚会。
So maybe ordinarily we have a lot of meetings, we have Bible study, we have our table.
对，也许你对某某弟兄或者对伟修弟兄有点意见。
Maybe you have certain opinions regarding brothers or brother 伟修。
对，你看到这个马弟兄就不是很高兴这样。
Maybe you kind of react when you see him.
对，所以你受这些东西在影响你。
So you are affected by all these things.
但是你总要回到神最初那个开头，要在你的身上，在我的身上，他到底要干什么？
But you need to go back to the beginning. What is God's purpose in you and in me?
所以我今天也许你们听过这些东西。
Maybe you have heard of all these things.
但是不管如何呢，我希望弟兄姊妹，我先从一个回到本源的开头的这个起点呢，我们来一同的思想。
But no matter what, I want to go back to the very beginning and start from there.
什么是神儿子的形象？
What does it mean to have the image of his son?
它不是一种外面的样子哈。
Well, it is not an outward appearance.
对，就你想象一下，就算是亚当夏娃，他是照着神的形象造的，对不对？
Well, we know that Adam and Eve were created according to the image of God.
但如果今天亚当夏娃就站在这边，我把它放给大家看。
But let's say Adam and Eve were standing here for you to look at.
对，你看他们的时候，你知道这两个人不是跟神一模一样的外表的东西。
Of course, you know that they are not exactly like God in their outward appearance.
对，但是你又知道说，哎，这两位人里面呢，有一些东西是好像是从神来的。
And yet you know that there is something about them that really comes from God.
对，所以绝对不是外面的，你不能够，比如说你不能够回到2000年前。
So you cannot go back 2000 years.
你说我要学主耶稣的样子，对不对？
I want to...act like Jesus.
然后我每次碰到某位姊妹
，or when I encounter a certain sister,
我就学主说你是个小信的人呐、啊。
And then I mimic the Lord and said, "Oh, you of little faith."
然后看到某某人就说，哎呀，清心的人有福了。
And then he said, "Blessed are the pure in heart."
然后或者说模仿主说。那个哎，弟兄来，你打我脸一下。
Or you imitate the Lord and said, "Okay, you hit my cheek."
然后马上另外一个脸给你打。
And then turn the other cheek.
所以不是这种外面的模仿。
Of course, we know it's not this kind of outward imitation.
而是磨成神儿子形象，乃是让主的这个性情在我们里面呢，是能够显出来的。
But to be conformed of the image of the son of his son means that his character can be manifested from us.
我信主不久之后。
After I believed in the Lord.
当然我就听到弟兄们传递神的永远的旨意这方面的信息。
I heard the message on the eternal purpose of God.
其实我那个时候也很愿意好好去认识。
At that point, I really want to know clearly.
因为自从我信主之前以来呢，我就对人活着的意义呢，我就很想知道。
So even from the very beginning, I really want to know the purpose of life.
对，如果我信主之后，我还不懂得人活着的意义的话，那我信主好像我也不晓得在干嘛，只是信主而已嘛。
If after believing, I'm still not clear about what is the purpose of life, then what's the point of believing?
所以其实我是蛮认真的，我非常在主的面前盼望说，主啊，如果你要给我有一个人的意义的话，我要知道。
And so I go before the Lord seriously and say, if there is a meaning or purpose in life, I really want to know that.
对，当然弟兄们 用信息的方式讲了很多。
The brothers from messages, they spoke a lot about it.
然后罗马书这个什么创世纪、罗马书这些经节我都读过好多遍了。
And I've read many times the verses in Romans and also in Genesis.
但我总觉得我好像抓不到弟兄们他们对神这个对人的意义、对神的目的的感觉，我觉得我抓不到。
But I couldn't grasp what the brothers are really after when they talk about this.
啊，直到有一次呢，在一个就是聚晚会。
But one time after a meeting.
然后有一个弟兄，我就跟一个弟兄就是其实也算是聊天。
I was just having a conversation with a brother.
然后突然他提到一句话，他说，其实神永远的旨意还挺简单的。
And he said, well, actually, the eternal purpose of God is quite simple.
就是要这个罗马书第八章二十九节，他说定下效法他儿子的模样，其意思就是说磨成有一个模子，磨成神儿子的模样形象。
Because in Romans 8:29 it says predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son.
我不晓得为什么哈，当我听到这句我已经读了不知道多少遍的话之后。
I don't know why, I've read this so many times, but after I heard that phrase,
突然之间我的眼睛被打开了。
My eyes were open.
我发现在我信主以来呢，我第一次觉得我跟神永远的旨意连上了一个直接的关系。
That was actually the first time that I really get connected to that eternal purpose of God.
对，那个是一个起初的认识。
And that was the initial knowing.
对，那时候我就突然有个图画，我突然觉得说，我人生的周遭所有的事情都有意义了。
All of a sudden, I have a picture that all everything in life becomes meaningful.
我那时候只是个学生。
I was just a student then.
所以我的环境就是考试。
So the circumstance I was in was just taking exams.
然后我有室友。
And I have roommates.
啊，我有老师。
I have teachers.
然后我有这个上学的环境跟住在 apartment， 就这样子。
And I have the school environment and the apartment.
但是不晓得为什么，我突然有一个非常清楚的一个认识哈，就算我去考试呢。神也为着把我磨成神儿子的形象。
It was very clear that even if I was just taking an exam, he can conform me to the image of his son.
那我有一个室友，不管他好或不好，神都有一个目的，要把我磨成神儿子的形象。
And I have a roommate, whether he's good or not, God through that wants to conform me to the image of his son.
当我去读书，我这个那个好好用功在。study 在念书的时候
，When I put effort into studying，
然后神要借着这些情形，把我磨成神儿子的形象。
And God through that circumstance is going to conform me to the image of His Son。
所以很奇妙，我就是那个时候呢，我觉得所有事情都在做这个神的工作。
So everything is working together。To do this particular thing of conforming to the image of his son.
然后要坐在我的身上。
And it is to do it in me.
诶，突然之间我觉得，哇，原来人生所有的事情，神都把那个美好的意义都带进来了。
And so it seems like in everything, the Lord has put meaning into it.
所以我觉得这个对我来讲是一个很大很大的一个，福气。
And so to me, this is such a great blessing.
对不对？是弟兄姊妹，我们都在熬夜念书嘛。
You know,
不一定哈。
Well, all cramming, maybe not all.
对，大家在有的上班。
Some people are, you know, working.
对，你的老板可能好，可能不好。
Maybe your boss is good or not.
有的，我们有的已经有了孩子。
Some of us have kids.
哎，真的奇妙！神就是，如果你真的愿意好好的来看这件事情的话，神能够借着每一个事情呢，让一个爱他的人呢，能够得到益处。
Truly, the Lord can through each and everything in your life, you know, give purpose and meaning to you.
然后我就觉得作为一个人哈，作为基督徒啊，真的非常有意义。
And so I start knowing that as a Christian, it's very meaningful.
对，我们过去觉得说啊，人的意义就是可能是你自己想想，你到底有什么意义？
Oh, think about it. What's your purpose here?
可以赚全世界最多的钱吗？
Is it to make the most money?
对，你如果是全世界最多钱的人，照样离婚，对不对？
If you're the richest, you might still get a divorce.
你有满足吗？
Are you satisfied?
然后，如果你有一个最高的地位，最高的地位这样。
You have the highest position.
你去当那个 Donald Trump.
Let's say you're Donald Trump.
其实我看很多当总统很苦。
Well, there, it's not enjoyable to be.
对，台湾总统看起来很苦的。
The president of Taiwan, he looks sad.
对。啊，对对。
哦，she.
啊，对啊，对对对对对。
Sorry.
啊，习近平啊，你去问他就好。那个有的人觉得说，哎，我人生就过一个平凡平淡的日子吧。
Or some people might say, I was just gonna have an ordinary, peaceful life.
对啊，所以我讲过，你早上喝杯咖啡，然后读读报纸，上上网，去吃点好吃的。
So you wake up in the morning, you have coffee, you went to the internet, and then.Read your newspaper and eat some good food.
Yeah. 所以弟兄姊妹，神不要我们活在这样一个情况底下。
God does not want us to live in such condition.
他只想把宇宙当中他觉得最好最宝贵的给我们。
He wants to give us the most precious, the best thing in the universe.
次好第二好的他都觉得不够给我，不够对我们好，对我们不够好。
The second best is not good enough for us.
所以求主开我们的眼睛，叫我们看见他给我们的那个祝福呢，是他自己的，是我们的主耶稣基督，那个是宇宙当中最好的一个礼物。
And so his greatest blessing is the Lord Jesus, and that's the best gift in the universe.
然后到了这个以弗所书二章二十二节。
In Ephesians 2
OK， 以弗所说二章十九到二十二节。
It's from 19 to 20.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all building fitly framed together grow unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
So, 昨晚我跟几位弟兄姊妹讲到说，我们一信主呢是被带回到神的家。
Last night I shared with brothers and sisters that when we believe, we are brought back to the house of God.
所以我们每一个那个迷失的羊呢，都是被主寻回来。
So every sheep that went astray is being taken back.By the Lord.
然后被扛在欢喜快乐被扛在他的肩上呢，带回到他的家。
And rejoicingly they are put on the Lord's shoulder and brought back to his family.
所以我们才彼此称是弟兄姊妹。
And that is why we call each other brothers and sisters.
但你会发现我们刚刚念的这段圣经，成为神家里面的人是一个开头。
But to be one in the family is just the beginning.
然后呢，他要在这批在神家里面的人，慢慢的都被建立起来。
And then he's going to build up each and every one of us here in this family.
然后渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And we are to be built up to to be his temple.
然后主就可以安息，神就可以安息的住在被建立的这个弟兄姊妹的当中。
And he can dwell and rest in among us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我刚刚讲到说，这是那个当我眼睛得开，是对我个人来讲。
When I mentioned about my eyes being open, it was an individual thing.
啊，我发现主真的是乐意借着各样的事情呢，叫我这个人呢开始多有神儿子的形象。
Through everything in my life, the Lord wants me to be conformed to the image of His Son.
啊，这个是对的。
And that is correct.
但是还不止。
But that is not enough.
他要所有的弟兄姊妹在神的家里面呢，一同的整体被磨成神儿子的形象。
But he wants each and every one of us together to be conformed to the image of his son.
所以这个不仅是个人的，也是团体，对于团体的目的。
So this is not an individual goal, but it is also a corporate goal.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们被救的目的。
This is the purpose of why we're saved.
这是人活着应该要有的意义跟目的。
And this is also the meaning of our existence.
如果你听我今天这样讲，你觉得非常的遥远。
If you feel this feels so far away for you,
我们，但是这个是神心中最迫切、最关切的一件事情。
But actually, this is what is most pressing in the heart of God.
如果你觉得无所谓，或是你觉得太遥远，
if you feel it's so far away from you, or you don't care about it,
表示我这个人跟我所要的跟神所要的已经差了十万八千里。
Then what you want and what God wants is so far off.
那你就要需要好好的回到神的面前。思想为何是如此？
And so you need to go back to the Lord and ponder upon why is that so?
然后当你真的好好去思想的时候，你觉得这个我这个人有可能磨成神儿子的形象吗？
When you think seriously, you think, oh, is it possible for me to be conformed to His image?
对，你想想你自己有可能吗？
Is that possible?
在你有生之年。在我有生之年会变成什么样子呢？最多是我也达不到江弟兄那样子。
In our lifetime, what will become of us? Can we even reach what Brother Kong reached?
在个人身上已经这么难了。
Think about it. On an individual basis, it's already that difficult.
然后他要所有的这个众弟兄姊妹们越多越好，这个都一同的彼此都磨成神儿子的形象，那个不知道又再乘上几万倍吗？还是
？And yet, what God wants is like every single brothers and sisters would be conformed to His image. So think about that. That's magnifying the difficulty. I don't know how many more times.
所以弟兄姊妹，神没有要为难我们。
Now, God is not trying to make things difficult for us.
所有神的要求呢，他都一定是够用的恩典，叫我们能够达到。
We need to know that every requirement of God, He has already provided the grace for us to be able to get there.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个方面你要这样想哈，一方面我们在主面前是觉得不配。
So you need to think of it this way. On one hand, we feel we can't do it, we don't deserve it.
我们在主的光中承认我们这个人是个难办的人。
We admit in before His light that we are difficult people.
但是只要我们有个心，愿意把自己的生命奉献交给主。
But if we are willing to consecrate our lives totally to Him,
神的那个能力是浩大和那个浩大的能力。
We know that God's strength is so tremendous.
他绝对要照着他的应许呢，做成在每个神儿女的身上。
And then according to His own promise, He can do it in everyone.
这件事情只有神能够做。
Only God can do it.
在人不能呢，在神凡事都能。
What is impossible with man, it is possible with God.
所以我们在走主这条路的时候呢，我们一定要带着盼望。
And so when we walk this way, we need to walk in hope.
一方面常蒙光照，一方面我们认定主。
On one hand, we have to be in His light, and on the other hand, we have to acknowledge Him.
所以要回到我这个最近的在生命方面的这个负担了。
So I want to go back to my burden for the issue of life.
如果我们要慢慢被有主的这个性格性情产生出来，就是他的 nature 跟他 character 能够产生出来，我们需要有生命。
If we want both his nature and his character to be manifested in us, we need to have his life.
然后神的做法，神的道路就像生命树一样，他的道路做法呢是用生命在我们身上做工。
And his way is to use life to work in us.
然后以弗所书第二章的五跟六节。
So in Ephesians 2, 5 and 6,
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
几年前当我读的时候，我就觉得有点疑惑。
A few years ago when I read this, I had doubts.
对。
Doubts.
我有点不太懂。
Because I don't quite understand it.
因为他这边讲到说，我们与基督一同活过来，已经活了嘛。
Well, here it says we were quickened together with Christ. We're already alive.
那为什么第六节他又重复了一次，他说又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活呢？好像活了两次。
But then in verse 6 it says he raised us up together as if it's, you know, repeating the same thing.
所以我就也不是苦苦的去想，就是反正我就好好的去寻求。
And so I was thinking about this.
然后我就有一点点的领会。
And I have this understanding.
所以后来当那个常殿弟兄在夏令会讲到这句的时候。
And so when Brother Tang mentioned this in our summer conference.
对，他一讲的时候，我就突然活过来，要听他要怎么讲。
And so when he mentioned this, I was alert and then wanting to know how he would talk about this.
那我发现他以前读的时候也有同样的问题。
Because he also had this problem when he first read this verse.
他的领会，这两个领会不冲突哈，这个他的领会是这样，常见的一种领会是这样。
This is what Brother Tang got from this.
他说我们与基督一同活过来，就当然我们是复活起来了。
Of course, when we were quickened together with him, we are resurrected.
然后与基督耶稣一同复活，他意思是说我们开始经历什么叫做主复活的大能。
And to be resurrected with him means that we start to experience the power of his resurrection.
那我一点点领会是这样子哈。
And my understanding is this.
好像这边有一个表达一个东西是说，当我们本来是死在过犯罪恶当中死的。
Before we were dead in sin and dead in sin.
然后当整个一片枯干死亡的时候呢，我好像有一个图画，就是在这个枯干死亡当中呢，有一个生命的火种开始被点燃起来了。
And so in this dried up dead.Circumstance, there is like a seed of life that is being fired up.
对，所以他的第一个活过来，他是用 quicken, 就好像死的当中被点活起来。
And so the first living is using the word quicken as if you are, you know, you're being lighted up.
然后好像有一个小小的一个生命的火花开始产生了。
There is a small spark of life that's beginning.
然后接着那个生命的那个火花那个种子呢，然后我们这个人就得着主耶稣基督复活的生命活过来。
And so with that spark, with that seed, we get his resurrected life and we're being raised up.
当然这是我个人一点领会，这但他原文也是这样写的。
This is what I...understood, and that's what the original said.
因为它原文也是 quicken 的意思，一开头它是把一个生命把它点活起来。
The first word was quickened, and that's to light up a spark.
你知道为什么我今天要讲这个吗？
Why am I talking about all this today?
因为其实我持定生命讲了很多。
I talk a lot about holding to life.
然后我最基本的一个负担呢，就是希望弟兄姊妹回到那个生命的那个点活的那个火花的那个点上面。
My burden is that brothers and sisters will go back to that spark of life.
也就是说，我们都信主了。
Yes, we all believe in the Lord.
对，从地位上来讲，我们都有主的生命，都是新造的人。
Positionally, we have His life, and we are new creatures.
但是问题是，今天我们那个主的生命的这个彰显呢，在我们的身上失落了。
But we have lost that manifestation of life.
然后我们可以做很多基督。图外表的聚会跟活动
We can be exercising a lot of the outward gathering or things that Christians do.
那我最近跟一个长辈通电话
I was in having a phone conversation with an elder brother.
对，有时候跟我讲话的时候，他会想到说要谈一下这个跟这个属灵的状况
So he would want to talk aboutMy spiritual condition.
他就会讲到说，OK， 礼拜三去什么什么老人的这个什么什么会，然后礼拜四去一个另外一个这个教会跟社会局合办的一种什么什么这个要保养的这些身体的这些聚会。
So he would talk about, Wednesday we go to certain meeting, and Thursday there's like a social type of work.
OK， 好，反正就是一些这个聚一些安排的教会安排的聚会，特别给老人用。
But this is arranged by the church to help elderly people.
对，但是我总是提醒说，那你最近跟主一个直接的关系是什么
？But then I will ask, what is your direct relationship with the Lord？
就讲不出来。
But then there would be no answer.
对，我们现在很多时候用外面的聚会活动来取代了我们跟神一个直接的关系。
We replace our outward activity to substitute with our communing with the Lord.
什么是听到神的声音呢？
What does it mean to hear God's voice?
什么是看见神是光呢？
What does it mean to see that He is light?
什么是读主的话感觉有一个甘甜的滋味呢？
What does it mean to have a sweetness in reading His word?
什么是我觉得我碰到主的呢？
What does it mean to have touched the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，这些东西失落了。
These things have been lost.
你可以有很多外面的这些活动，但跟主一个直接的那个属灵的那个感觉跟接触却失落了。
You could have all these outward activities, and yet that touch with the Lord, that first hand, is lost.
所以我整个持定生命的一个后面这个底层的那个基础的负担是，我们要回到那个起初生命点活的那个点。
So at the back of all this, my basic foundation is we have to go to that original spark of life.
所以我们几乎每个人都听过这个故事。
Probably all of you have heard this story.
当尼弟兄在庐山养病的时候
，When Brother Ni was in the mountain trying to recover from sickness，
对，跟两位接待他的这个老夫妇呢传福音。
And there were two, there was a couple, an old couple. He preached the gospel to them.
我想他们很单纯，信主了。
They were very simple and they believe in the Lord.
尼弟兄离开了。
And Brother Ni left the mountain.
对，这个老弟兄不认识字。
This old brother, he is illiterate.
没读过圣经。
And he has never read the Bible.
但是平常吃饭的时候喜欢用酒下饭。
And then during his dinner time, he usually take it with dinner with wine.
然后一配酒的话，就常常控制不住就喝醉。
And then he couldn't control himself, and he will get drunk.
所以当那天他要 吃饭要开始谢饭祷告的时候。
So there was one night before he started dinner and he was saying grace.
祷告不出来。
He couldn't pray.
搞不清楚为什么。
And he wasn't sure what's going on.
对，试了几次，请这个太太查圣经，也找不到到底可不可以喝酒。
He tried a few times, even have the wife look at the Bible whether he can drink or not. He doesn't know.
所以最后决定说啊，搞不清楚为什么这里面好像有一个当家的让他不喝酒，那就不喝吧。
And so even though it was not clear, but he was clear that the boss within says he should not drink, and so he just followed.
啊，一这样决定，祷告就通畅。
And after he decided that, then he could pray.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我很愿意我们要回到的那个生命的那个起点。
That is what I want for us brothers and sisters to go back to the beginning of life.
我这个起点甚至还没到要不要顺服那个当家的。
I'm not even getting to the point of whether we need to obey. I want to obey that boss or not.
那个最根基的点是说，你有没有一个感觉里面禁止你喝酒？
That foundation is, do you even have that sense that the boss is trying to stop you from drinking?
然后这种的生命的感觉，我们要恢复的。
We need to recover that sense of life.
所以这个是我这些年的一个负担，希望今天能够讲得清楚。
This is really my burden through these years. I hope that this is clearly presented to you.
因为上次有人等我讲持定生命要怎么持定，后来都等不到我讲。
Because there is someone out there trying to wait on how to get hold of that life.
好，我们需要有这个当做一个重新出发的一个起点。
So we need to go back to that beginning.
然后我们才能够慢慢谈到说我们在主里面有一个性格的建立。
And then after that we can talk about this building of character in us.
我们看一下彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
我们先念彼得后书的一章的三跟四。
Chapter 1, 3 and 4.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
神已经把生命前进，就是敬虔向神这些能力啊，这些基本的要素呢，都已经赐给我们了。
God has given us life and godliness. Godliness means to be like God to us.
然后他呼召我们呢，要进入那个荣耀，他的荣耀跟美德。
And he called us into that glory and virtue.
也就是我刚刚讲的，他把我们救出来，他的目的呢，是叫我们最终有神的性情，显出神的荣耀来。
He saved us so that we can have His character and manifest that out.
但我要请大家注意的是第四节的后面。
But I want to focus on the last part of verse 4.
他叫我们与神的性情有份。
And that we be partaker of the divine nature.
这边有一个叫做神的性情，叫做神的 nature， 神的性情。
It's divine or God's nature.
他要我们有的这个神的性情哈，我后面不仔细念，他后面就讲到信心、德行、知识、节制、忍耐、前进，还有爱弟兄等等。
We know that afterwards he talked about faith. diligence, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly love.
这个性情跟性格这件事情我已经想了好久了。
This nature and character, I've thought about this for a very long time.
当我好像觉得好像比较清楚一点的时候，
When I feel a bit clearer on this,
我就碰巧就看到江弟兄的一篇交通。
Then I saw the message of Brother Kong.
然后就帮助我呢，把最后一点比较一点的不太清楚的地方，把它明白的比较清楚。
And that message helped me clarify some of the things that were not clear to me.
Okay, 所以这边我想要强调的，我的本意是说，生命才能够产生性格。
My point is only life can produce character.
那神是怎么做的呢？
And how does God do it?
我刚刚说我们已经有生命点活在我们里面，并且有主的新造复活的生命已经住在我们里面了，对不对？这是事实。
I said that we already have that life, have that resurrected life of the Lord in us, and that is a fact.
然后一个生命哈，生命有它的 nature， 有它的性情。
And that life has a nature, has its character.
呀，比如说这个狗的话就猫就会很安静嘛，就狗就会汪汪叫，是，这是一种性情。
Well, we know that the character of a cat and the character of a dog are very different.
然后鲑鱼是不是鲑鱼啊？它会这个游回返乡，这要游泳，就它这个天性里面有个性情。
And we know there's a nature in a certain 鲑鱼 salmon, right?
Salmon.
Yeah, salmon. They would go back to where they came from.
当神是怎么做的？他把这个生命，然后带着神的性情，已经给我们了。
So this life with God's nature is already given to us.
然后我刚刚提到这个生命的感觉呢，就是帮助我们去体察这个生命它里面的性情的一个发表。在我们里面开始有感觉了。
And we talk about when we talk about the sense of life, it is for us to sense the nature of that life that's in us.
那这个性情呢，要怎么样能够成为我们的性格
？But how does this nature become our character?
性格比较是说，让这个性情能够长时间的、比较持久的，能够组织在我们的身上。
Now this character means that the natureis constituted in us for a long term.
所以也就是说，当每次有没有这个生命的感觉出来的时候呢
？So whenever you have that sense of life,
你要操练敬虔，也就是操练让这个生命的感觉更加的明显，并且我要顺服这个生命的感觉。
You need to exercise that this sense of life become clearer, and not only that, that you're going to obey.That sense of life.
然后这个生命的这个性情一在我们里面开始发动的时候呢，我愿意放下自己，让这个感觉呢在我身上能够通行。
And when that nature starts to work in me, I'm willing to lay down myself so that it can do its part in me.
当你不断的这样子去操练，这样去学习的时候，你发现神的性情就会组织在你里面，成为你这个人的一个性格。
So if you continually exercise this, lay down yourself, let that life work in you, then that character can be constituted in you.
然后当我们是整个人的这个整个人的这个性格跟这个整个人所表明出来，就变成一个人格，叫 personality.
When this character is in us and it is manifested, it becomes our personality.
所以但是我今天这边愿意弟兄姊妹强调的说，神要借着这个生命，然后你也发现我刚刚讲到要借着舍己十字架顺服，让他的性情能够组织长久的放在我们身上。
So through that life and through the work of the cross and laying down of self, this can be worked out in us and the character can be constituted in usAnd it can be in us for a long haul.
我举个例子哈， 那个我昨天晚上有讲到跟弟兄姊妹交通到聚会这件事情。
Last night we shared about, you know, our gathering.
其实我年轻的时候也不太懂得什么性格性情，这我也不太懂。
When I was young, I really don't know what's nature, what's character.
但是当我读到信徒造就里面讲到一句话。
But when I read the basic foundation and there's a certain word in there.
它里面说哈，你只要去聚会呢，都是为着造就人。
And it says that as long as you go to our gathering, it is to build you up.
不是为了造就我自己。
It is not to build you yourself.
对，我只要一去聚会的，你心里面所想的呢，就是希望弟兄姊妹们被造就。
You go there, but what you are wanting is all brothers and sisters to be built up.
所以那时候是我一读到的时候呢 ，OK， 这边有一个神的原则就进到我的心里面。
And so this principle from the Lord entered into my heart.
所以很奇妙，就是以后聚会啊，每一个聚会，我来到聚会当中。
So when I come to a meeting,
我觉得我里面就有一个感觉，就是说我希望弟兄姊妹得造就。
And so I have this desire that brothers and sisters will be built up.
对，没有错。有时候我也有个心愿，主啊，愿意我在聚会当中能够听见你对我说话，这是好的心愿。
Of course, I have the desire that I want to hear from you in this meeting.
但在我里面总有感觉，主啊，在这边一同聚集的时候呢，如果你用得到我的话，我能够造就别人，那感谢你。那但是如果用不到我的话，我希望弟兄姊妹都得到造就。
Of course, if Lord you want to use me, I'm willing, but no matter what, I want brothers and sisters to be built up in this meeting.
然后慢慢时间久了哈。
So after a while,
这句话，这件事情，这个原则呢，其实我也没有常常故意去想它。
I don't deliberately think about this principle.
但是我觉得这个事情就好像已经这个想法、这个感觉啊、这个态度就已经组织在我里面。
But this attitude, this thinking has already become part of me.
对，基本上来聚会呢，我想到就是弟兄姊妹。
Basically, when I come to meeting, I'm thinking about brothers and sisters.
对，我愿意主同在，愿意弟兄姊妹蒙祝福。
I want the presence of the Lord here, and I want brothers and sisters to be blessed.
也许这个我。这不知道合不合适的当例子，我不是说我怎么样，但是也许这是一个变成一个好像一个长久的，好放在这个人的心里面的一个态度，跟变成一个性格了。
And so if this thing is in a person for a long time, it becomes part of this person, part of the character.
所以弟兄姊妹，你会发现哈，如果我们不追求十字架生命的路的话呢？我想要向主磨成主的形象呢，变成一个口号跟口头禅。
Unless we pursue the cross and walking in the way of life, all this talking about pursuing is just slogan.
也就是说，如果我们不放下自己的话，主的性情绝对没办法在我们身上组织变成我们的性格。
If we do not lay down ourselves,The Lord's character cannot be constituted in us.
就我把这个再讲一个地方是希伯来书第一章第三节。
Let's go to Hebrews 1:3.
希伯来书第一章第三节。
Hebrews 1:3.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他的全能，托住万有。其实我只要念，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
So I just want to focus on the first part, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person.
这个他就是我们的主。
This person being referred to is our Lord Jesus.
神是一位荣耀的神。
God is a God of glory.
但是当我们看到主的时候呢，你会发现你比较能够明白什么叫做神的荣耀，因为那个光辉是在他身上发出来的。
But when you see our Lord Jesus, you understand more what it means, you understand God more, because from him, the brightness of God's glory is being manifested.
然后他是神本体的真相。
And he expressed the image of God, of God.
Okay. 这个是这样啊，神本体的真相，这个真实的这个像，这个像这个字呢，其实是希腊文的 character, 是性格。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the original word for image in Greek is character.
这个字在新约圣经只出现过就这一次。
And it only appears once in the New Testament, and it's here.
然后希腊文本身它的念法就是 character.
So in the Greek, it's called its character.
所以我们的主呢，他是神本身那个真实的那个性格的那个彰显。
And so our Lord really expressed the character of God.
所以这个性格啊，很有意思，因为它原本的那个在希腊文的意思呢，就是雕刻。
Character is means like it's being sculptured.
对，他就是把一个东西，把那个这个刻，把好像磨造，把它刻出来，变成一个样子。
So it's sculpted, it's molded to come out of an as an image.
所以这一次我才明白，这么多年来听年长弟兄说神在雕刻我们，我现在终于明白为什么他要这样讲。
And so now I understand why they use that word that I'm being sculpted by the Lord.
也就是说，神在我们身上很有耐心的，在我们身上慢慢在做雕刻的工作，叫我们有神的性格，基督的性格产生出来。
So the Lord, with all patience, is carefully sculpting us so that we will have the character of Christ.
所以可能有人说，伟修你交通到这边了。
So maybe somebody said, well, Brother Rachel, you have shared up to this point.
那你一个性格都没讲。
You have not mentioned a single character.
我今天只提一个很快的。
So I'm going to mention one.
我当我去思想主的性格的时候，我第一个想到的是受限制或是受约束。
When I think about the Lord's character, the first thing I thought of is he was limited.
或者他被 constrained, 或者被 restricted.
And he was constrained and restricted.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们能够在生命的感觉里面呢，你受限制、受约束，是一个好的性格。
So if you can sense in your life you're being restricted or constrained, that is a good thing.
对，我希望我就不要再听到弟兄姊妹这样有这种说法。
I hope I don't hear this from brothers and sisters.
哎呀，这是下一个 weekend 是 long weekend, 是长 weekend.
Next weekend is a long weekend.
对，让我们杀到芝加哥去吧，然后再回来。
Oh, so let's go to Chicago and come back.
不，你我们可以去旅游，不是说你不可以旅游。
We can go on vacation, doesn't mean you can't.
但是今天我们在主面前呢，我们是一个受约束的人了。
But today before the Lord, we are one who is restricted.
不是你随便想去哪里就去哪里。
Doesn't mean that wherever you want to go, you can go.
主耶稣有个感叹说，你们的时候常常是方便的。
And the Lord said that your time is convenient.
但是主耶稣当他道成肉身，他整个人被限制在那个肉身的里面。
But when the Lord became flesh, he was restricted in that flesh.
他不能够像他该有神的一个情况，去哪里就去哪里，他没有办法。
As God, he can go anywhere, but now in the flesh, he can't.
所以当他要钉十字架之前被卖的时候。
So before he was crucified, when he was sold,
他说，我岂不能差遣十二营多的天使来这边吗？
He said that, well, can't I command 12 legions of angels to come here?
如果随便一个天使可以杀七八万人的话，十二营多的天使。
If one angel can kill 70,000 to 80,000, how much can 12 legions do?
主耶稣受限制。
But the Lord was restricted.
我记得有很久以前，在很久以前我在福音组。
Long time ago, I was in a gospel group.
跟一位弟兄配搭。
And I was serving with another brother.
我也忘了多久, 可能至少一两年以上的时间了。
Maybe 1 or 2 years.
我们弟兄就是很 intelligent, 就是很那个很聪明, 很有思想。
Our brother was very intelligent, has a lot of thinking.
然后每次传福音的时候就讲了好多很有思想的东西。
And during the gospel preaching, he will talk about things that are intellectual.
对，那时候其实我也不太懂，可以跟弟兄有点交通嘛。
At that time, I don't know how to share with our brother.
但是我那时候每一次一聚会，我就学一个功课。
But in every meeting, I learn a lesson.
我一到主里面，我知道我整个人都在神的同在里。
When I get there, I know that I was in the presence of God.
我不能够随便说话。
I cannot just speak whatever.
对，我不要随便照我的意思说话。
I'm not gonna speak according to my own self.
如果弟兄交通的有点太长了。
If the brother speak for a long time.
我不能够随便的不耐烦。
I cannot be impatient.
然后我里面。 不能够有任何的不满意抱怨，因为我们完全是为了福音朋友的。
Or I cannot be complaining because we're doing this for the gospel friend.
我真的就这样一直学。
So I kept learning this way.
在整个聚会里面，整个人是完全受主的限制的。
So in the meeting, I was constrained by the Lord.
对，我感觉，就那时候真的什么也不懂，就是反正。 就是主觉得教我要学什么，我就试着这样去学了。So
I was just learning because that's what the Lord wants me to learn.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在这个放下自己受限制的这个学习过程当中，So
when we are being constrained and we're learning through this,
我们就在不知不觉里面呢，神的性情可以组织在我们里面成为一些美好的性格。
And the character of the Lord will be constituted in us, and it will be virtuous.
对，其实圣经有很多的例子。
There are many examples in the Bible.
大卫碰到扫罗两次都可以杀他，但不杀的。
David encountered Saul 2 times and could have killed him, but did not.
受限制。
So he was limited that way.
以前陈先生弟兄提过雅各这个旧约的雅各这个人。 随意随己意随便行诡诈得很
Brother Chen said that Jacob he can do anything he was very cunning
但是当知道约瑟还活着还在埃及活着的时候
But when he realized that Joseph was still living in Egypt
他其实有一个最大的权利说我是父亲我理当去埃及去探望我失散多年的儿子
He could have demanded that he go to Egypt and see his son.
但突然之间他受限制，他不敢去。
But he did not do that. He didn't dare go because he was limited.
如果主不让他去的话，他不敢动。If
God does not want him to go, he could not move.
所以那个有一对兄弟叫约翰，雅各跟约翰，就是福音书那个雅各约翰。
Pair of brother James and John.
他们的外号叫雷子。
They were called sons of thunder.
就是脾气很暴躁那种人啊。
Because they were hot tempered.
有一次他们跟主耶稣去撒玛利亚的村庄。
So one time they went to the Samaria.
然后村庄人不接待耶稣。
And the people of Samaria did not welcome Jesus.
他们就跟主说，主啊，要不要像以利亚那个时代，差遣天上降火把他们烧了吧？
And he said, can we do what Elijah do, that we can call down fire from heaven and burn them up?
这种性格你觉得有希望吗?
So do you think that there's hope for such hot-tempered people?
对，所以我们总是感谢主, 因为约翰最后被磨成了一位爱的使徒。
But at the end, John was molded into an apostle of love.
你看他写的约翰一二三书。
Look at what he wrote in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
对，充满了那个柔和的劝勉。
It was full of gentle encouragement.
在爱的里面呢，他盼望弟兄姊妹要好好的回到生命。
So in love, he wants brothers and sisters to go back to life.
他自己呢，就成了一个被磨成有神儿子性格的一个见证人。
And then he was molded to become one who conformed to the image of God.
所以再一次，弟兄姊妹，我们都有盼望，我们都是神，我们都有神的生命。
So we are all, we all have hope because we all have God's life.
我们都受同一个荣耀的呼召。
And we are called by the same glorious calling.
我们都有同一位圣灵在那里耐心的在那边塑造我们。
We have a same Holy Spirit that's building us.
我们应该带着满心的盼望，一同来走这条有意义的天路。
We need to, with hope, walk this meaningful way of life.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你拯救我们。
Lord, we thank you for saving us.
但是我们没有想到你的救恩是这么的大。
But we couldn't realize that this is such great salvation.
叫我们宝贵我们所得到的。
But help us to really look at this as precious what we have.
叫我们看重你在我们身上所放的这个荣耀的意义。
And that we will treasure this great meaning in our lives.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.